Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. It is Open Forum today. Open Forum means you can call. If you got a question, we'll do our very best to have an answer for you. If you're not Catholic, you're welcome to call. Really nice call just a few minutes ago from a Lutheran woman up there in the Midwest. And we're happy to take your call. You don't have to be Christian to call either.
Yeah, and it just shows how Catholic Answers Live is reaching all kinds of different people, not just the Catholic faithful, but our other Christian brothers and sisters and as people outside of the Catholic faith as well.
It also shows that they're reaching us.
Yep.
We're reaching one another. Again, 888. Oh, no, I shouldn't say again. I'm going to give this number for the first time this hour. We are in the midst of our pledge drive. I say midst, but we are at the very end of our pledge
drive.
We're down to the last hour. This is
less than an hour to talk about this.
We will not come to you and ask you for money again until, I don't know,
our next quad-annual drive.
Yes, right, quad-annual. Did you hear Tim and I talking about that?
Yeah,
oh,
I heard that. It's quad-annual, not quadrennial. If it was quadrennial, it would be every 4 years, but it's four times a year, so it's quad-annual.
Oh, that's actually really good to know. Mm-hmm. You know, the other one that I always have a hard time with is semi-weekly and bi-weekly.
Right. So semi-annual and bi-annual do the same thing. If it's bi-annual or bi-weekly, that means every two weeks.
Every 2, yeah. Okay.
If it's semi means half. So if it's semi-annual, that means it's twice a year, every half year.
Yeah.
If it's semi-weekly, that means it's twice a week or every half week.
So bi-weekly is roughly semi-monthly.
Yeah.
Not
roughly
exactly.
Semi-monthly. Roughly. And exactly semi-monthly in February most years.
That's exactly right.
But
this is becoming dangerously close to math, so I'm going to go back to fundraising. 888-291-8000 is that number.
And I have some good news. I can announce that we made our $15,000 matching challenge in the first hour.
Wonderful. That's
a lot. It really came down to the wire, though. I mean, it was only in the last few minutes that happened.
Really?
And so, you know, we've been having a strong drive this time, but sometimes, you know, that creates additional challenges on the last day. If the first few days have been strong, the last day can be harder. And you know what, Cy? We've got another challenge for this hour, $10,000. So we have a donor who's put up $10,000 as a matching challenge for our listeners, and we don't get the money until we raise the $10,000. So we still need to hear from you. Like Cy said, we're at the end of this process now. We won't be talking about it again for another 3 months. We have lines open. I can see we have quite a number of lines open. They kind of filled up there at the end of last hour. Maybe you called and weren't able to get through. If so, there are lines open for you right now. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And right now on the tally board, the total number of dollars we're listing for the second hour that have been given in the second hour is zero. So we've got our...
We need to at least double that, Jimmy.
We need to do more than that
to
meet that $10,000 challenge. So we do need to hear from you. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either way you do it, it's not going to take the rest of your day. It takes a couple of minutes. As Jimmy keeps reminding me, if you're in the car and you can just, you know, tell your phone, dial, you know, the number, and you can't get your credit card out or your debit card or whatever, you just tell the person the amount you want to donate, give them a phone number, we'll call you back tomorrow and we'll conclude that business. Don't worry.
Nothing. It's really tempting to say, hey, followed by the name of Apple's automated assistant, dial 888-291-8000. But I'm not going to say that.
We did mention Alexa earlier, a woman.
We did, but we didn't associate any, or I didn't associate any commands with that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, right. And I don't trust those people. They have now
apparently programmed them in such a way that it won't recognize, if everything's working correctly, it won't recognize things said over it. Or by televisions or things like that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because we could activate everyone's phone.
Well, and that happened on a late night show a while back.
Again, I want to keep giving out that number. We have a $10,000 match. This is our last hour. Let's make this match. This would just it'll be a wonderful pledge drive for us. I cannot thank you enough. It's just been great. I feel like this pledge drive, there's been more people who have called and told us why they gave than usual. I don't know why that is, but lots of people, you brought me back to the church. I was away for years, sometimes in some cases decades, Jimmy. It's really made me feel uplifted. Let me thank some folks who have given to us. Regina in New York, $100. Philip in Oregon, $20 a month. And you know what? I'll take a moment just to explain what Philip is going to get because of that $20 a month donation, because we get these opportunities to say thank you. And at that amount, we're able to send you Stunned by Scripture, How the Bible Made Me Catholic by John Bergsma, and A Devotional Journey into the Mass by Christopher Carstens. We send you both of those for any monthly donation, $18 a month or more.
Or for a one-time donation of $200. $200.
So thanks very much, Philip, for that $20 a month donation. I hope you're getting the books. Well, some people don't want the books. Maybe I don't know. Maybe they do e-reader books.
We want to thank people, so we make them available.
Yeah. Ryan in New Jersey, $40, and asked for some prayers to be accepted into a master's program in theology. We will pray for that. Thank you. Adair in North Dakota, $25 a month. Thank you. You get the books, Adair. Mary in South Dakota, $20, and she says stay strong.
That's nice. Also, she's in Spearfish, South Dakota. I wouldn't have known they had Spearfish in South Dakota.
That's a funny name.
Think of them
for a South Dakota
town. It's a great name. But I think of Spearfish as like in the ocean.
Yeah,
maybe,
right. Do people do river spear fishing?
Maybe.
Maybe they do.
Maybe spear in this case is a verb rather than part of a fish species name.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Deborah in San Antonio, Texas, $150. Thank you so much, Deborah. Roger in Ohio, $100.
Flower Mound, Texas, one of our favorite places, $500.
It doesn't
give
a name.
Thank you very much.
That's not a person's name. That's a place name, right?
No, it's a place name.
Oh, okay. Yolanda in Los Angeles, already a monthly pledger, added $50. God bless you and thank you. Again, they all called 888-291-8000. We have every single person in the building who's not presently working on this radio show picking up phones right now. As a matter of fact, some of the people who are working on this radio show are picking up phones too, because I see Darren in there taking calls every now and then and doing his job as the producer of this show. 888-291-8000 is that number. It's open forum today. We're not going to neglect our day job. We go now to Aaron in St. Louis, Missouri, listening to EWTN on Sirius XM satellite radio. Aaron, you're on with Jimmy Akin.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone, guys. I'm one of those non-Catholics who loves your show. I called in the other day, my first time.
Aaron, thanks.
Can you speak directly into the phone for us? It's a little hard to hear.
Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's thank better. You. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Speakerphone is evil when it comes to radio.
I'm one of those non-Catholics who just loves your show, and I called in with my first time donation the other day, so I just wanted to say thank you really quick for all you do.
Thank you, Aaron. That is so awesome, and may your tribe increase, and keep listening to the show. We want to answer questions, and all you Catholics out there who are liking the show but haven't done what Aaron has done by calling in to support it, you know, you want to live up to what Aaron is doing here. That's awesome, Aaron. Thank you. What's your question today?
I really enjoy your work, and I was wondering, I'm investigating the differences between my church, which is the Episcopal Church, and the Catholic Church. And one of the terms that I came across was the Incoritium Symbolorum, and I was wondering what that is.
Okay.
And then I had a really brief question after that.
We're going to cut you off kind of there right there, though, because it really is hard. Could you repeat the word that he said?
So he asked, what is the Incoritian Symbolorum? It's a term he's encountered in his studies.
Okay.
And so Incoritian, I'm going to explain what the two individual terms mean, and then I'll tell you what they mean put together. Incoritian is a fancy word for a handbook. And Symbolorum is Latin for of symbols, and a symbol in this case is a creed, and so translating it literally from Latin, this would be the handbook of creeds, and that's a shortened version of a longer Latin title, which is, I won't get it exactly right, but it's to the effect of the handbook of creeds and doctrinal declarations and dogmatic definitions, something like that. What it is, when you just hear about the Enchiridion Symbolorum, it's a reference to a famous reference book in Catholic theology that was originally compiled by a man named Henry, or maybe Henri, depending on how you want to pronounce it, Denzinger. And it's very commonly referred to simply as Denzinger. It was originally done, I guess, back in the 1800s, and it's a collection of creeds from different parts of church history, like the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, the Athanasian Creed, and then also short excerpts from the writings of popes and councils, like the Councils of Nicaea, the Councils of Constantinople, and so forth, that contain key doctrinal passages. And theologians use it as a reference book for quickly finding the key doctrinal passages in history, whether by given popes or given councils or expressed in given creeds. And so it's a reference book. It proved very useful. It's not an official church document, but it's proved very useful for scholars, and it's been through multiple editions. They've had almost 40 editions of it now. And if you want to see an English translation of it that's recent, there's a very good one by Ignatius Press that's out. It's proved so useful that even though it's not a church document, you'll see it referenced in a lot of church documents. Like in older ones, you'll see a D followed by a number, and that's a reference to a certain paragraph number in Denzinger. In later church documents, as the different editions came along, it might say DS, or today it would be DH. For Denzinger Hunermann. Hunermann was one of the guys who produced a new edition of it. And so even though it's not a church document, it's proved so useful that church documents actually refer to it now. So that's what the Enchiridion Symbolorum is, also known as Denzinger.
And Aaron, we have to say thank you for that call.
We have his screen question. I know his sound quality is bad, but I can do his screen question.
Okay, go ahead.
His second question was, if someone is confirmed outside the Catholic Church, do they have to get reconfirmed? The answer is, it depends on whether they were validly confirmed or not. If they were validly confirmed, say, in the Eastern Orthodox Church, then no, they don't need to be reconfirmed. If it's doubtful whether they were validly confirmed, then they would need a conditional confirmation. And if it's known that they were not coming from a tradition that didn't have valid confirmation, then they would need to be confirmed in the Catholic Church. Since he mentioned he's coming from the Episcopalian tradition, he likely would need to be confirmed, although there might be exceptions to that depending on who it was in the Episcopal communion that confirmed him.
Aaron, thanks very much for that call. And thank you especially for your support while we are in the final hour here of our pledge drive for February. And we won't be coming to you asking for support for months now. And this is the last opportunity to help us meet that match of $10,000 that we have this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number.
Looking at the board, we've got lots of lines open. I can see we have like maybe two calls right now, but we've got way more people than that sitting at their desks waiting to take your call. So please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. I'm checking the tally board, and we are not yet at $10,000. We've got less than 45 minutes to continue to talk about this. So by all means, do give us a call. The number is 888-318-8000. That's the call-in line, 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We mentioned earlier, you know, we have many listeners from other countries, and you may not be able to call our toll-free U.S. number, but you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it does not matter whether you're listening live or not, or whether you're in North America or not.
Enchiridion Symbolorum.
Enchiridion Symbolorum.
Enchiridion Symbolorum. It's words like that. It always seems to me like when they make horror movies, they try to make up words that sound like that.
Yeah,
like,
you frequently like have Latinate, Necronomicon.
Necronomicon. Yeah. I always say that wrong, yeah.
Which would mean like the Book of the Image of the Dead.
Which is from Evil Dead 2.
It's originally from H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, really?
That's where Evil Dead got it, yeah.
Oh, Lovecraft's so creepy.
Yeah, even his name is creepy. Yeah, Lovecraft. Yeah. H.P. Lovecraft.
Let's take another call. If you didn't catch that number, 888-291-8000, $10,000 match this hour. This is the last hour of Pledge Drive here at Catholic Answers for a long time, but please help us make the match and please help us reach our goal this hour, 888-291-8000. Let's go to Damien in Darwin, Australia, watching on YouTube. That's cool.
Talking about international listeners.
Yeah.
Again, it just shows the reach of Catholic Answers. Welcome, Damien.
Good day.
Hey, Jimmy. How you going?
Doing fine. What's your question?
My question is that in John 14, 16 to 20, it seems to indicate that the Holy Spirit dwelling inside someone means that they are in communion with God. Obviously, this poses a problem when you look at stories like Cornelius the centurion, who had the Holy Spirit come upon him before he even had faith in Jesus, and the Spirit of God that dwelt within animals like Balaam's donkey in Numbers 22. One explanation for this passage is that it's talking about the role of the paraclete for the apostles and that the apostles themselves are in communion with God. So my question is the role of the paraclete for the Holy Spirit just reserved for the apostles, or is it for everyone?
Okay. First of all, I need to touch on one matter that you mentioned. You said, if I heard you correctly, that Cornelius had the Holy Spirit before he believed in Jesus. And that's not indicated by the text in Acts chapter 10, where we have the conversion of Cornelius's household described. In that text, Peter comes to Cornelius's household. Cornelius is already a believer in God, although not yet in Jesus. And an angel appears to him and tells him to send for Peter. And so he does so. And Peter comes and preaches the word of Jesus to him. And as Peter's preaching, the Holy Spirit comes upon Cornelius and his household. And so it seems that even though he's not yet baptized, he has just come to faith in Jesus. And he's been primed for that. I mean, an angel has told him, Peter's going to come and preach you the message of salvation. So he's predisposed to believe what Peter says. And so as soon as Peter tells him about Jesus, he believes in Jesus and the Holy Spirit comes upon him. Having said that, obviously there are Old Testament examples of the Holy Spirit coming on people. In the Old Testament, it is said to happen with various prophets. The Holy Spirit wasn't yet given to everybody in the way that he was after the day of Pentecost. And when we have the references, to get to your main question, when we have the references in the Gospel of John to the Paraclete or the Holy Spirit coming to the disciples, it does seem that this is not something that's just for the 12 apostles. It is something that's for all of Christ's disciples. And so if you look in Acts chapter 2, where we have the bestowal of the Holy Spirit, in Acts chapter 1, Luke has told us that there were 120 Christians in Jerusalem at this time. And then he says at the beginning of Acts chapter 2 that they were all gathered together when the Holy Spirit came upon them. And so it seems that it wasn't just the 12, it was the entire Christian community. And in fact, if you keep reading in Acts chapter 2 in Peter's speech, and you look down around verse 38, 39 in Acts chapter 2, Peter says that the promise of the Holy Spirit is to you, the listeners there in Jerusalem who are hearing Peter's sermon, the promise is to them and to their children and to everybody who responds, even if they're far away. So the Holy Spirit is promised to everybody who responds to the message of Christ. And in fact, in Paul's epistles, he says, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not Christ's. So the Holy Spirit is a divine person who in our age is meant for all Christians. Also, one thing just to mention, just because you may encounter it, if you're doing a study on the word paraclete, Jesus in the Joannine epistles is also described as a paraclete. And even in John's gospel, he says, I'm going to send you another paraclete, meaning he and the Holy Spirit both serve as paracletes. They're both counselors or comforters or advisors, depending on how you want to translate that Greek word.
Damien, thanks so much for that call all the way from Darwin, Australia.
Yeah.
Nope. No, Damien? Okay. Thought we'd chat a little bit more, but Damien, thank you very much for that call. Again, we have a $10,000 match this hour.
And we have lines open. It looks like about half of our lines are open, so you can get through easily. There are people waiting to take your pledge and sitting at your desk just waiting to serve you. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And the website address, for example, if you're in Darwin, Australia or anywhere else in the world, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Jimmy, I want to thank some people. I want to share a couple things. We had a gentleman here in California who gave $100 and said he's homeless right now. Remember that?
Right, I do. Yeah, that was we commented on that. That's a really heroic sacrifice.
Well, Greg in Texas just gave $2,000 and said if a homeless man can give Catholic Answers $100, I can give $2,000.
So that's extraordinarily generous. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing too to follow up on the earlier gentleman's gift. Thank you so much. Consuela in Miami gave us a gift. She commutes 3 hours a day. I'm with you, Consuela. It's tough. Just 2 hours for me. But she listens to Catholic Answers Live, and she gave a monthly pledge and a one-time gift. And so thank you so much, Consuela in Miami, for that. Get home safely. Anonymous donor in Des Moines, Iowa, asks us to please pray for him and a happy death. He says he's alone and shut in and isolated, and that is part of what this ministry is about, is making sure that people are accompanied, lots of people home alone.
Yeah, I'm glad that we can be with him and be part of, even if we're not there personally, that via the radio show, that we and other programs can be there with him, and we're with you in spirit, so you're not alone. In that sense,
and
we're all with you in spirit and with everybody who is out there and who lives on their own. And I understand that I live on my own myself. So human contact is very important, and we're there for you in spirit. And if you ever want to call in, by all means do. We'd love to talk to you.
And when you ask for prayers like that, we do make sure that those requests are honored. And we have a wonderful chaplain here who makes sure that they are honored.
Reads them out loud at Mass so everyone can pray for them.
Yeah, he's really meticulous about it too. I mean,
That's awesome.
To tease or anything, but sometimes you're like, wow, he is going to read every single one out loud, and he does it. And so, when we're – I really like that he does that. Again, 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Or if you prefer to do it via internet, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's safe and secure. Neither of those will take you more than a couple of minutes, 888-291-8000.
Lots of lines open right now. I'm looking at the board, and they're – our employees are waiting to hear from you.
Again, I will repeat, we have suffered a significant loss just at the first day of this year when we are no longer broadcast on Relevant Radio. Relevant Radio chose to go a different direction, but they do have 33 stations, and some of them are the biggest Catholic radio stations in the country, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, and others. I mean, 33 mm-hmm. stations. And so I think the whole state of New Mexico, we're down to one station in New Mexico now.
Oh.
So that
I love New Mexico.
Yeah, I know you do. That means that we need to ask not just for those who continue to support us to do so, and we're so grateful for that. There are people who donate every month, people who donate every time we come on the air and ask. But those of you who have not given before to Catholic Answers Live, would you consider it now? We are not down in the mouth about this at all. We are so fired up about the future and what's coming, because it just looks like opportunities at every turn to share the good news and to make sure that the Catholic faith is explained and defended in the public space. And the reason that we want it explained and defended is so that people can know the love of God in Jesus Christ that is given to every single one of us. The future is bright, and your dollar means so much to us, 888-291-8000, in taking advantage of those opportunities.
And as you know, Si, we're coming up on our hard break, so we're going to have to pull away for a couple of minutes for network identification and similar reasons. And so you won't miss anything when you call us at 888-291-8000. We have a bunch of lines open. We have not yet met our $10,000 challenge, and time is winding down. We really have less than 30 minutes to talk about this and at this point, and so we need to make that $10,000 matching challenge. Give us a call. Lots of lines open. It's going to be a break, so you're not going to miss any questions. We're going to come back and answer more questions on the other side of the break. I can already see them coming up on the call screening software, so give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you know, Si, I'm so tickled. We had that call earlier from Andrew, who's not even Catholic,
yeah,
and he donated to Catholic Answers Live. I just really want to offer that as a challenge to our many, many Catholic listeners. You know, we mentioned earlier in the show we had verification. We ran the numbers just to check because we want to be accurate. We only have an average of 13 listeners who are supporting us per terrestrial radio tower we're on. And we got way more people than 13 listening on average to a tower. Most of them are Catholic, and most of them are not doing what Andrew, who isn't even Catholic, is doing in recognizing the value of the show and being willing to support it. So by all means, step up to that challenge. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Here's the music telling us we're going into the break. Got lines open for you. You won't miss anything. 888-291-8000.
We're now into the last hour of our pledge drive. We need your help. 888-291-8000. Help us use up every dollar of that $10,000 dollar for dollar match. We'll be right back with more after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Catholic radio, I believe, is the greatest tool for evangelization that the church has today. And I know this because we hear from people all over the world that tell us all the time they came to faith in Christ, in the Catholic Church, through Catholic radio. Guy that lives right next door to you, he might not ask you about your Catholic faith, but he'll ask us. He'll call in and say, "Tell me about the Catholic Church."
Dr. David Anders thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
Let it play, Nick. That's the groovy music. I wait all week for the groovy music. Don't you dare cut it off. Play that groovy music, Nick.
He has to, because the groovy music also is mostly filled with lyrics.
Oh, so you turn
There's
it down as soon as
segment.
Before we get to lyrics? I hate to hear it go.
I thought it was like a marvelous long stretch of that wonderful tune, but they need to re-record it and do it without lyrics.
Loop it. You're an audio genius. Loop it so I can have some more of that groovy music. I mean, if you're only going to play it once a week, I should get some more groovy music. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Si Kellett, your host, and we only play that groovy music on Thursdays when it's open forum. That's Thursday open forum groovy music. Our guest this hour, ready to take your calls on any aspect of Catholic life or faith, whether you are Catholic or not, is Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey there. You know, I wanted to do a thank you here. I've been mentioning, as we've been talking about our pledge drive, and by the way, we're not yet to the $10,000 goal for this hour, and we only have less than 30 minutes now to talk about this for 3 months. But I've been mentioning that no matter where you are in the world, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make a donation safely, securely online. And I've got a note here saying, please do a shout out. This is a donation from England.
Oh, cool.
And it doesn't give the amount, but it says, please do a shout out to our friends at St. Mary the Mount Parish in Walsall, England, and to Father Justin and Father Jobin and all the seminarians. So shout out to all those guys. It's great to have supporters over in England. And it's kind of neat. I mean,
I
have ancestors from Ireland and Scotland and England, and I do on a weekly basis a couple of forms of English dance. I do English country dancing and Morris dancing, and so really nice to hear from you guys in England. And keep listening, and good luck with your studies and your service in the parishes over there.
I'm going to look up St. Mary the Mount Parish in Walsall, England.
Yeah.
On what's that thing called? Google
Wikipedia?
Google Earth,
Google Maps,
where you can just go and it'll be like I'm there. Father Justin, Father Job, and all the seminarians. Thanks for listening. That's great. Call sometime. And hey, invite us over. I want to go to Walsall, England.
Love to do that.
Again, that number to donate, 888-291-8000. We are now in just a little over 20 minutes left in our pledge drive, and we are not in reach of the goals that I shouldn't say we're not in reach. We are within reach of, but we are not yet at the goals Darren articulated to me this morning.
The lines are thinning out a little bit, so we've got lines open for you. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Let's go to another caller.
Please.
Let's go to Anthony in Gaithersburg, Maryland, listening on 1160 AM. Anthony, you are on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your question?
Hi, how you doing? Good. I love listening to you guys. Hey, Jimmy, you're awesome. I got your books. I just want to say you're a great help when I do apologetics, so I just wanted to give you a shout out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So my question is in my, I guess, conversations with mostly Protestants, when it deals with the Blessed Mother, a lot of times the Protestants will say to me, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And what would be some good, I guess, response to that when it comes to the Blessed Mother and her not sinning?
This is a subject we actually talked about yesterday on the show, in the first hour of the show. So I don't want to, since we have a lot of listeners who were listening then, I don't want to kind of re-go over all of that. But to give you a kind of concise answer there, when Paul says that, he obviously is making certain exceptions. Jesus is an obvious exception. Jesus did not sin and fall short of the glory of God. Also, later on in Romans, his discussion of Jacob and Esau, Paul points out that before they were born, they hadn't done anything good or bad, so they hadn't sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Adam and Eve, before the fall, had not sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So it's not a universal truth that Paul is articulating. It's a general truth, but not an absolute one. So we know it contains exceptions. And if Adam is an exception, the first Adam, and if Eve, the first Eve, is an exception, and if the second Adam, Jesus, is an exception, then there's no reason the second Eve, Mary, can't be an exception. And so that's the general strategy I would use in taking on that verse. We obviously, there's more that can be said, but that's the general structure of what I'd say. If you'd like further resources on that, check out my book, A Daily Defense, where I go into that. Also, Tim Staples' book, Behold Your Mother, goes into that. And we have additional resources at Catholic.com. You could go there and just type in all have sinned in quotation marks and see what comes up. And I'm sure there'll be quite a number of resources for you.
Thank you, Anthony, very, very much. I'm going to continue moving so we can get to as many calls as we can. Let's go to Kathy in Wiley, Texas, listening on 910 AM. Kathy, you're on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
Hello, how are you?
Doing fine. What's your question, Kathy?
Thank you for taking my call. My question is the following. Can a Catholic person be cursed or be attacked by spirits if he or she was given a pagan name, like the name of a Hindu god or a Buddhist name? It was not done with full knowledge of pagan names versus Christian names.
Okay. Well, so anybody can be attacked by demons, but we don't have any reason to think that any baby, especially if the baby's been baptized, is going to be attacked by demons because of a name, especially if someone wasn't even giving it a name with that intent. Names are just patterns of sound that we use for convenience to designate certain things. You know, as Shakespeare said, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. And so it doesn't matter whether you're named Montague or Capulet or Krishna or Apollos, to give the name of one of St. Paul's preaching companions. I mean, right there in the book of Acts, one of them, and in Paul's epistles, one of the major early Christian evangelists was named after the pagan god Apollo, and he didn't have to change his name. He was protected by God. And when we turn to God, whether we're being baptized or whether we're consciously embracing the Christian faith, God knows his own and protects his own. Jesus says he's the one now who has the power of the keys of death. The devil does not. And so God will protect us unless we're deliberately turning ourselves over to the devil. But from what you said, that's not what happened with this baby. The baby's parents gave the baby a name that has a non-Christian heritage, but there have been lots of Christians who've had non-Christian names, including the names of deities. We mentioned another one earlier in the show, Dionysius the Areopagite. For example, he was one of Paul's first converts in Athens. He was named after the god of wine. There was even a Pope Dionysius. And so the idea that we need to be scared of a sound pattern just because of the way pagans may have used it is something we don't really need to worry about. Frankly, it borders on and can even stray into superstition, because a sound pattern is just a sound pattern. It doesn't convey any spirit. It's a physical phenomenon. I mean, sound is the motion of molecules in the air, and the physical motion of molecules in the air doesn't trigger anything on the spiritual plane. We don't need to worry about sound patterns and how they may have been used by pagans. As long as our intents are good and as long as our heart's right with God, we don't have to worry about that. Also, the church teaching does not incorporate the concept of curses, especially in the modern world. You're not going to find the Catechism of the Catholic Church or any papal encyclicals talking about curses and how we need to worry about them. So I would encourage you to be at peace about that as well.
Thank you so much for that call. Our number, you know what? I'm going to give out we have other calls to get to. I want to make sure I get to them. So I'm going to give out the pledge drive number. We're now down to fewer than 20 minutes left in our pledge drive. We won't come to you again for a good long while to ask for your support. We have a $10,000 match this hour. Lots of folks have stepped up. I want to thank them. As we approach the end of our pledge drive today, I want to appeal again to those who are able to make a more significant gift. If you would like to talk with our president, Chris Check, he'd be happy to talk with you about it. Maybe you would like to make some money available for, as you've heard, people make money available as matching gifts, if that's something that you would like to do. If you are able to give $1,000, maybe you're especially blessed, you can give $2,500. We just got a $2,500 donation from Deborah here in California, who misses us on Relevant Radio, by the way. Deborah, thank you so much for that.
We miss you, Deborah, and all of our Relevant listeners.
But we're really grateful for the $2,500. And maybe you've just had a wonderful year, and $5,000 is within your reach. If you're one of those folks, now is the time. We are right in the crunch time. We are not quite where we wanted to be at the end of this pledge drive. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. 8,000.
By the way, Cy, as you know, some people, when they make their pledge, have asked for prayers for various things. And whether we read, we're not able, unfortunately, to thank everybody individually on the air. But whether or not we're able to thank you on the air and mention your prayer request, we will be praying for your prayer intention. The whole staff here, our priest, Father, our chaplain priest, Father Hugh Barber, is very diligent about reading out loud the prayer requests at Mass so that the staff can pray for them. And even if we're not able to mention it here on the air, we will be praying for all of those intentions. So we just want you to know that. We do have lines open now and not a lot of time left, less than 20 minutes left in this hour. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. You don't have to be at a landline. You don't have to be at home. You can call us while you're driving, and we'll be happy to take the basic information we need and call you back so that we can get payment information when you're in a more convenient place. But it's important to act now while you're thinking about it. I know I'm like everybody else. If I mean to do something, I can have the best of intentions, but if I don't do it when I'm thinking about it, I'll forget. And so if you've been thinking about it, if God's been putting it on your heart to support Catholic Answers Live and help the Word of God keep to be promulgated out there and to reach new people and to save new souls, then while you're thinking about it, give us a call, 888-291-8000. We have people standing by for you right now.
888-291-8000 is the number. Got a lot of folks to thank. Want to make sure I get as many as I can. And I'm sorry I can't get to everyone. There's lots and lots of names here. But Martin in Ohio, $75. Thank you. Shannon in Massachusetts, $100. Thank you so much. Denny in Michigan, $100. Susan in North Carolina, $20 a month donation. Jennifer listens every day. She shares the faith with everyone at work, at home, and loves us. Oh, that's nice to be loved. $100 from Texas. Thank you, Jennifer. Lisa in Texas, also $100. Boy, Texas, thank you for all the support today. Joffrey in Ohio, $100. More and more folks to thanks. They called 888-291-8000. We are in the last moments of our pledge drive. Let me get to some more names here. Elizabeth in Texas, $25. She's been learning a lot and loves the show. Alejandro in Oregon, $200. Thank you, Alejandro. Gina in Bluffton. I don't know where Bluffton is. $25. Thank you. Robert in Tennessee, $100. Luann in Washington, $50. Especially when we have the matches like we have this hour, $10,000 match, it just means so much. We're so grateful for your support. That if you have not called yet, maybe you are someone who has never supported Catholic Answers Live. Well, let us ask in a special way for your support now, because we have lost a good portion of radio stations this year, 33 radio stations, when we were separated from Relevant Radio. And if you've been thinking, they probably don't need me, well, we do need you right now. We need you in a particular way. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Let us go now to Giuseppe from Walsall, England.
We were just talking about
that. Which is now our
place.
Favorite town in England. Giuseppe, you are on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
Giuseppe, do we have you? Howdy, you're on the air. What's your question?
Giuseppe, we know you're there. Did we lose you?
I hope not.
Oh, we're having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, can you speak up?
Yes, can you hear me?
That's
better, yes.
Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Just very quickly, the parish mentioned from Walsall is my parish. And I said to the lady,
great,
if you plug my parish, I will double my monthly donation.
Well, you have to know, we didn't know that, Giuseppe. We're just finding that out right now. I don't want you to think you've been tricked.
I said to the lady, I said, if you plug my parish and my priest and the seminaries, I will double my donation every month. So there you have it.
We'll get to work, Giuseppe.
We would love to come over there, but we'll have to talk off the air about the feasibility of that.
Okay, whenever you're ready. I just want to ask you about Ezekiel 44.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can't remember which verse it was, but it was talking about, it says, whatever will pass through the gate, only God can pass through the gate, and no man can pass through the gate, and whatever comes out through the gate, only God can. And I thought, would that be a kind of a defense for our Blessed Virgin Mary to prove that she's a perpetual virgin? Sorry if I'm being a bit...
Yeah, so it's been a while since I've looked at this text, but to give you a general impression, the starting point is always, for interpreting a text, is always the literal interpretation of the text. What did the original human author intend his audience to understand by it? And the end chapters of Ezekiel, chapters 40 to 48, that describe the idealized temple and the idealized state of Israel, are notoriously difficult for interpreters to figure out, because Ezekiel is describing a temple that was never actually built in history. And so scholars have said, well, did he intend his readers to understand that this temple would really be built, or is he describing an idealized temple that isn't meant to ever be built literally in history, or exactly what did he mean? And it's not entirely clear, but he does speak in terms of a particular gate in the temple that's reserved for God, and other gates are then open to the different tribes of Israel and even foreigners to come and worship. In the Christian age, this was taken up and applied specifically to Jesus as the Messiah, and in fact, the whole discussion of the temple and the idealized Israel in Ezekiel 40 to 48 has been taken and applied, whether it's on the literal level or the spiritual level, it's a little hard to ascertain, but has been applied to Jesus and the church. And so from there, you could say, okay, well, since Jesus entered the world uniquely through Mary's womb, you could depict Mary as the gate which was reserved for Jesus to enter the world through. And so you could, at least on the spiritual level, apply this text to Mary. That makes sense. I don't see a problem with that. One of the things, though, that St. Thomas Aquinas points out to us, though, is we don't appeal to the spiritual text, sense of a text, to prove a doctrine. And especially in apologetic circles, if you're talking to non-Catholics who don't already accept the perpetual virginity of Mary, they're not likely to be very convinced by an argument based on a spiritual interpretation of an already difficult to understand Old Testament prophecy. So for those who have already seen the biblical and patristic basis for accepting Mary's perpetual virginity, absolutely you can bring in this passage, but I wouldn't lead with it in discussions of non-Christians or treat it as a proof. I would treat it as a confirmation within the broader spiritual sense of the text.
Wonderful.
Giuseppe, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be looking your town up on Google Earth later today. I appreciate it. Let's try to get another call in, Jimmy, before we wrap this up. And I will just remind folks, there are lines open, 888-291-8000. These are the last moments of our pledge drive. We're going to spend some of them answering questions because that's what we do. That's what we're here for. Would you pick up the phone and give a call, 888-291-8000, and make your donation? Carlos in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, listening on the EWTN app. If you could give us your question relatively quickly, that would allow Jimmy to get to it before the top of the hour.
I will do that, and thank you, guys. And before Jimmy tells me to ask the question, I just want to say how transformational this show has been. I'm a revert like you, Jimmy, and although I think you're a convert,
I know.
I live in Fort Lauderdale, but I have a job in Tampa, so that means that I drive 3.5 hours each way twice a week. And at first, it was tough, but I think it's been a blessing that God has put this in my past, because as a result of that, just like you've lost pounds over the last year and a half or so, so has exponentially my faith grown, and it has been in great part due to EWTN. It starts in the morning with Morning Glory, Al Cresta, and then caps it off with my favorite part of the day, which is your show. And I actually come home every Thursday, and I look forward to coming home just because I know I'm going to get listened to Cy and you especially.
And the groovy music. Yeah, it's Thursday. You're getting the groovy music.
The groovy music.
All right, Carlo.
Thank you,
Carlos. The question.
You're extremely kind.
My question here. No, but it's true. I mean, I can't even begin to. My first confession was heard at 46 years of age, and it was at a Man Up conference by Father Larry, and it's been just awesome since then. But anyways, my question. Someone said in a previous show, something about our souls being at the most vulnerable stage as we pass on from death until the afterlife. Never quite got that, but I'm fascinated by that whole theme, because I think if you've had everything in order and you've done everything right, you know, you should be fine, right? But it mm-hmm. kind of put a little trepidation in my mind anyways, and I wanted Jimmy to kind of shed some light on that. What exactly happens in a moment of death, and why someone said maybe in a previous Catholic Answer show that that's when the devil comes in, swoops in, and tries to steal your soul. And I'll thank you for your time again, and I'll keep listening. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Thank you,
okay.
Carlos.
Well, I obviously didn't hear that show. I don't know if it was Catholic Answers Live or something else, and I don't know who may have said that or something like that. So I can't comment directly on that. But what I can tell you is that the church, if that's what they said, that was a matter of their own speculation. It's not church teaching. The church does not teach that demons swoop in at the moment of death and try to steal your soul. That's something that certainly would be alarming if it were true. But even if it were true, and like I said, that's not church teaching, God loves us even more and is stronger than the devil and would send in his angels to swoop in even more. And so we could take comfort in that. In terms of what we're actually told happens in Scripture, the only passage that gives us even potentially an inkling there is Jesus's parable of Lazarus and the rich man. And in that parable, he depicts Lazarus when he dies as being carried off by angels to the bosom of Abraham. Now, we have to be careful with that because this seems to be a parable. So it may not reflect what actually happens. Also, it's before the crucifixion and before the opening of heaven. So we have to the saints. So we have to be careful in that regard too. Even if it were true that angels carried people off after their death to their final destiny, maybe it happens somehow differently in our age. We can't really say. But that's the only passage in Scripture that gives us even a glimmer of what's likely to happen at the moment of death. In more recent times, there have been studies of near-death phenomena where, you know, people famously will like see a tunnel of light and encounter or a tunnel with light at the end of it, and they'll encounter a being that they may interpret as God or Jesus or an angel. And maybe those encounters are real. Maybe those are just part of the brain shutting down. It's hard to know for sure. We have to be careful with those. But what I would say is you don't need to worry about a last-minute sudden attack. And my own suspicion personally is that people tend to go pretty much the way they've lived. If you've been close to God for a great portion of your life and you're at the point of death, then you're probably just going to continue on into the afterlife the way you were in this life. If you're someone who's drifted away from God and has turned your back on God in this life, you're probably going to drift on into the afterlife the same way. If there were a sudden bump or shift in destiny, I would suppose that it would be for people who are away from God suddenly being given the graces to turn back towards God. And I say that because of God's fundamental love for us and because he's stronger than the devil. And so God wins in the end. And if anything happens, it's going to be yanking more souls towards God than away from him as the final moment approaches. So I say there's reason for optimism. And optimism is a good thing. And it's actually what we're all about here on Catholic Answers Live. We're right down to the end of the hour. We've got bunches of lines open right now. So we're going to keep taking your calls as long as people keep calling. We do need to hear from you. Now's the time to call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Bunches of lines open. We're not going to be able to talk about this for another 3 months.
Jimmy, I have to tell you, only a few minutes left because we've been saying we'll stay on the phones as long as people will keep calling. But that is not the case today for some technical reason that I do not understand. I've been told that we'll be taking calls up to 5 minutes after five today. So you really got to start dialing now within a few minutes to get your call in today and help us with this $10,000 match and help us with our overall goals, which which we'd like to come back next week when we have tallied everything up and tell you it was all a great success. We're very grateful for your support, but please dial now 888-291-8000. If you are one of those people who has been especially blessed in recent months, maybe in recent years, and you are able to make that $1,000, $5,000, or maybe even $10,000 donation, you can really help us put get over the line and be fully funded in these last few moments. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Cy Kellett.
Thank you, Jimmy Akin. I appreciate it. You can also go online, and that goes to midnight or no, that'll go through the weekend. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and continue to make your donations there. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me give out that number one more time before we go. 888-291-8000. Lots and lots of lines open. I can see them open right now. People ready to take your calls. 888-291-8000. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.